Come on.
Are you ready? All right. You know, I guess I'll start out by just saying how excited we are to have Devin Booker coming to Phoenix and, you know, joining our organization. He was a guy that really stood out throughout the season at Kentucky. Obviously, they had a magical year going undefeated until the national semifinal. He shot the ball tremendously well all year from three and the free throw line. That was obviously a weakness of ours last year, especially late in the season after the trade deadline. We struggled to space the floor and shoot the ball from three. And we think at the shooting guard position, he has prototypical size, athleticism, and a terrific stroke. Beyond that, he's a very intelligent young man. He's handled himself very well throughout the interview process. Our background information on him was terrific, and I think physically he surprised a lot of people with the way he tested in Chicago at the Combine. He tested as one of the best athletes at the Chicago Combine. I think because of his role at Kentucky and the overwhelming talent they had on the team, you didn't get to see all of what he could do. I think his ability really stood out throughout the pre-draft process and, when we had him in here for a workout a few weeks ago. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
With all that room to grow in his game, you mentioned, what about his character? Have you figured out that he'll be a good student to expand with?
You know, Paul, one of the things that stood out for us was, as you know, we had about 80 to 90 players in for workouts in the pre-draft process. And there are probably a handful of guys, maybe even less than that, maybe just a couple guys, who, when they got to Phoenix the night before their workout, asked our interns and the people who shuttle them to and from the airport, hey, can I get in the gym? I want to get some shots up. I want to get a workout in. A lot of guys, understandably, are tired. They go to the hotel and get a meal or watch TV or get some rest. And first thing he wanted to do was go to the gym and work. And, that was the background that we heard about him, talking to the folks at Kentucky. I had a number of conversations with Coach Calipari about all their guys. They had a ton of guys get drafted tonight, right? So, we talked extensively about Devin. And, I think the playoffs especially, showed the value of three-point shooting. And, we think that's something he can potentially do at an elite level. I guess he was a little more athletic than I thought. We did have scouts attend a few practices at Kentucky throughout the year. I think those practices can be very valuable because you get to see guys play outside of their role. You get to see them do some other things that they're not necessarily allowed to do in games. I know at Kentucky with what I believe, I think they had four lottery picks, four of the top 13 picks, and with all that talent, they had pretty defined roles. I mean, they were a tremendous team. We were a little impressed that, maybe early in the year, maybe even coming into the pre-draft process, people kind of pigeonholed Devin as a shooter, spot-up shooter. And one of the things that stood out as we dug in deeper on the film, as we talked to the coaches and people around the program in Kentucky, and just really, cracked down and studied him, was that, he's a lot more than that. He's able to catch and shoot. He's got great elevation on his shot. But he's also able to catch the ball, and then put it on the floor and make a play, take a few dribbles, make a shot or a pass, and make a play for somebody else. Again, we're really excited to have him.
That is such a young age, even by today's situation, but hearing him, he sounds very mature. Did you find him more mature than you'd ever expect a kid that age to be?
It seems like every year these guys get more and more mature. I don't know if it's the AU basketball, you know, flying all over the country at a young age, and the hype, their mixtapes, they're on YouTube, their, you know, coaches are calling him and talking to him. So, but he, even that being said, he does stand out. I think the fact that his father was a big time player in college in the NBA helps. You know, you see that with a lot of sons of players, right? They grow up around it. You know, they saw their dad do it. They kind of know what it's about. They get it. They know what it takes to make it to that level. They know how you have to work, to reach the highest level. And they also know what comes along with being a pro, in terms of how to treat people, how to, interact with your elders, how to handle the media, all those kind of things. And Devin, was and is exceptional in all those areas.
How do you look at your backcourt situation now? And is this a situation where you're positionless at times, maybe down the line with him being big enough to slide either wing spot? Mm-hmm. Do you envision that?
Yeah, I think he's primarily a shooting guard, but we do like guys with positional versatility. Devin, I believe, is the youngest player in the draft, and he has the potential to be pretty strong. He already is, fairly strong. Once he gets in the weight room and just, matures. I mean, he's 18 years old. I think he'll be strong, and that strength gives you the ability to switch some to fight against small forwards or power forwards on a switch. And that's one of the other things we liked about him, is that, he has the potential to be a guy who can guard multiple positions. I think primarily he'll be a shooting guard. But the other thing we've considered, to be honest with you, is, we're not sure he's done growing at 18 years old. He still might have some room for growth there. That happens to guys in that 18, 19, 20-year-old range.
Ryan, can you talk a little bit about the move that you made in the second round?
No. and I'm not saying that to be fresh, actually. Until there's a trade call, the league does not allow us to comment.
How how active were you? There were a lot of reports about you trying to get the number 9 pick. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Well, as always, we're aggressive. We had conversations with teams above us in the lottery, in the top 12. We were right around the cutoff line at 13 of the players we were comfortable selecting. It was pretty close. And Devin was solidly, in that group, in that top 12. So, sometimes these things you get, I don't say caught up in it, but you want to be aggressive. You're making offers, and then if there's a guy like Devin that you really like who just ends up being there, you kind of breathe a sigh of relief. Say, oh, well, thank goodness we didn't give up, other things when we didn't have to, right? So, we did talk to a lot of the teams above us. As far as I know, I don't think there were any trades, right, in the lottery. I think all 14 lottery teams kept their picks. There was a lot of talk, a lot of chatter. It seemed like there was less certainty this year. After, I think, about the top three, there was less certainty of, which way the draft was going to go, and that led to a lot of it. But I think what you saw end up happening is that the lottery teams really valued their picks like we did, and it was going to take a heck of a lot to give up a lottery pick in this draft. When we were there on 13, a lot of talented players, including Devin, were on the board, we were getting a ton of calls for the pick, and we just said, now we have our guy.
Ryan, because you can't talk about second round with what you did or maybe you didn't do, how does the first round, second round acquisitions move forward, affect free agency, what you might do now?
I'll address your question in a hypothetical manner as it relates to the second round. We really targeted shooting and shooters. We as I mentioned before, that was one of the issues for us after the All-Star break. Some of the players we traded out were pretty good three-point shooters, but one of the real mysteries for us is why some of the guys who remained on the roster just didn't shoot the ball as well, who had shot it well in previous years and shot the ball well up until the All-Star break last year. So, regardless of that, it was something we wanted to address, our three-point shooting in particular, either in the draft or free agency or both. And, obviously we kind of took the first step, I think, toward doing that tonight.
Ryan,
Is it easier to project immediate fit when a player has a refined skill like Devin does with his shooting?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the first things that the coaches ask, especially in the process, is, you know, what gets him on the court in an NBA game as a rookie? You know, Devin Booker's a guy that I think, you never know, obviously he hasn't played a game yet in the NBA, but, you know, he's a guy that I think other teams will respect. In fact, I hope they don't. I hope they leave him open, right? So, you know, that's something that, you know, how the increase in three-point shooting attempts has skyrocketed, you know, recently. So that's something that, you know, I think almost every team's looking for, including us. But that threat is huge. Obviously he's a terrific shooter, but even if he you know, doesn't have the ball as much as he did at Kentucky, or doesn't get as many shots as he did at Kentucky, the threat of him, I think, will really open up the court for Eric and Brandon and some of the other guys, you know, to do some things. So, but yeah, that's certainly, you know, one of the first questions you ask in the scouting process is, you know, what are his top NBA skills and what gets him on the court? And, you know, we think with Devin, his potential as a shooter is elite.
How rare is him getting to be defined shooters?
It's certainly getting more expensive, if that makes sense. Either in the draft, you know, I think you have to pick them higher if you want them. They tend to go pretty quickly. And in free agency, they tend to cost a lot more money, you know, just because if you go look at the trends, you know, you look at the teams that have had success in the playoffs, just in terms of three-pointers attempted, they're toward the top. And if you look at, you know, league-wide, just, you know, average number of threes per game or totals three shot on the year, you look at the chart, it's trending up pretty quickly. So it's something every team is looking for. I think not this past season, the year before, it's something we did pretty well. You know, we got off to a decent start again shooting the three this past year, and then for whatever reason it fell off. So it's certainly something that, you know, we focused on, but obviously other teams have as well.
One part of his game you think will come along quickly because of the opportunity to do different things in the pro
level? I think his defense was better than is better than a lot of people give him credit for. I think because of the shooting, if he's open, you know, if teams are sagging off him or helping off him, they're going to run at him, you know, on a pitch out or when he catches the ball. So that was one of the other things we liked, his ability to catch and make a play. You know, we know he can take a couple dribbles and shoot. But I think that'll be the next step for him is, you know, if the catch and shoot's not there and you put the ball on the floor, a couple dribbles, then, you know, reading defense and making plays. But, that, you know, that's what it is for every rookie. The guys are bigger, longer, and more athletic and, you know, obviously more experienced at this level. So his adjustment won't be that unusual or different than, you know, most rookies who play his position.
John Calipari's favorite GM, as he sent you a thank you note
recently? He was texting me during the draft. I have some fun with him. He says, you know, you're going to take my guy? I said, which one? You got some? I don't know, be more specific, right? Coach Cal and I have a good relationship. You know, my family actually goes back with him to his UMass days, way back when you know, I was a kid. He's been very helpful to us throughout the process. He really believes in, I guess now the four Wildcats we have on our team. So he's, you know, very helpful. They run a good program. I mean, it's, you know, they've won a lot. That's no secret. But in terms of development, their guys come out of there prepared. You know, they've been coached, they've been pushed. They're very advanced in terms of their biometric data and recording things. You know, that are interesting to us as well. And so really, you know, if you get a Kentucky player, if you get a John Calipari coach player, you know he's going to be able to handle what you're going to throw at him. There's nothing that, you know, we're going to make him do that he hasn't done or seen or is capable of doing. So, you know, I think those relationships help in terms of getting good information. But with Devin, you know, some guys you have maybe more off-court concerns, medical concerns, things like that. With him, it was all great. All the background on him was terrific.
What sort of things did you learn about him? Background checks and sort of character and personality.
Mm-hmm. I just said he loves to be in the gym. That he loves to work. you know, he wasn't one of Kentucky's higher touted recruits. You know, obviously they had kind of bigger name guys in the recruiting class coming in. But, you know, he's a guy that everybody talks about his improvement. And, you know, he was a good high school player. He was a top, I think, 50 high school player, maybe top 25, but he wasn't, you know, top 5 or 10 like some of the other guys in the recruiting class were. But, you know, it's pretty unanimous. I mean, one of the other benefits of drafting a player from a school like Kentucky is you're able to talk to the other guys in the draft process about their teammates. And, you know, we interviewed Trey Lyles, Dakari Johnson. You know, those guys had great things to say about Devin as well.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And incidentally, you guys, we're going to have Devin will be here at 1:30. With the circus going on, the parking for media is on the east side of the building. We'll have it in a release, but or in an advisory.
Walk all the way around in the 120
degree
heat.
And then you have to come around and come up. Yeah, we're here. Right in this room. Yeah.